This is Sean with Voices of White River Yacht Club, and we're doing a little favorite memories and appreciation with Mike Boone of your daughter. And what is her name and her date of birth?
Her name is Lori Boone, and she was born in 1963. She only weighed 3 pounds and 5 ounces. She was a preemie, and the doctors told me she only had a 50-50 chance to live. But she lived, and she's beautiful, and she's a wonderful daughter. And she's small. She's only a little over 5 feet. But she's really great. She's a great mom. She's got 2 daughters. One's a doctor, and one's has her master's in social work. And a great husband. And they've prospered in life.
All right, so we're going to bring it back to the beginning. That was a good quick overview. But when she was a kid, what were some of her toys and what were some of her hobbies that you remember her getting into? It's going to make you think for a second, but take it back to the toys, hobbies, and maybe some things that some of her favorite things when she was a kid.
Talking about Lori, my daughter, she's named after my mom. Her middle name's Catherine, and so we're always proud of that. She's been a wonderful daughter. You couldn't ask for better. She went right through school. She studied in Mexico for a year, and she taught Spanish for 20 years.
Well, we're bringing it back to the beginning. What are some of the youngest memories you've got of her? What are some things toys she would play with, things she liked to do when she was in grade school? Like, what are the things you remember from back then?
Well, she always, like most girls, she played with dolls. She loved to do dress-ups and things like that. And she had lots of friends. She had one friend who was Jewish, and she loved their tradition so much that when she was in IU, she met and married a Jewish boy who has been a wonderful husband, Steve, through all these years, 26 years now, I believe.
You mentioned something about a kitchen.
Oh, when she was a little girl, I got her one of those model kitchens I had to put together. It took me until 3 o'clock in the morning to put it together. But she loved to play with that and pretend like she was cooking, and she had fun with that.
Do you remember any time over the holidays that she gave you something that surprised you, or vice versa? Kind of a surprise gift that really kind of stood out when she was young?
Okay, I'm trying to do a memory from Lori when she was little and something she was excited about. We got her a new bicycle for Christmas. And if I remember right, it was green with chrome fenders, Schwinn, I believe. And she loved that, and that was an exciting thing that she got.
Training wheels, were they involved?
No. She was probably 12 or so. She'd had a couple of beginner bikes, but this one was a real nice one.
And where'd she go to grade school, and where'd she go to high school?
She went to Fall Creek.
Okay.
And then she went also to, I don't think she ever went to John Strange, no. She went to North Central and graduated from North Central, as I did.
Okay.
And went to IU then.
Now, what type of things did she get involved in high school, do you remember?
Well, she's gotten interested in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And she took Spanish in high school, and she belonged to a Spanish club, and later on, she studied in Mexico for a year, and so I've just been so proud of her. She's a great mom, great girl, great career. Just been good to her old dad, too.
So, you know, obviously, it's the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. What are some character traits that are similar to yours, and what are some things you admire about her?
She's the sweetest, kindest person you'd ever meet. I've always admired my daughter because she just goes right ahead and does everything just exactly the way she should. She's kind and sweet, and I know I'm prejudiced, but she's been a great daughter, and what more can I say?
All right, so when you found out that she was going to be a mother, what through your mind?
Oh, well, that was another thrill because the girls came along. She has 2 daughters, and that was a really special time when they were born.
So where's some of the places that you've been able to go with her that were your own, and, you know, obviously with the family, but some of the favorite travel memories, what are some of the favorite places that you were able to really bond with her? Oh, yeah.
We used to go to the lakes, and we went to Chicago, and we traveled quite a bit, but we mostly just shared our friendship, mom and dad type thing.
Well, even over the recent years, like say over the past 10 to 20 years, where some of the places you've been able to go and enjoy life with them?
Well, they live on out east, and we've been there several times, and that's been a lot of fun. They always treat us good and take
us. Where out east is it?
In New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Morristown, New Jersey, and they just moved to Chicago because the daughters are in Chicago now. But we had a lot of fun out there.
What were some of the places you went when you were in New Jersey with them?
Oh, they take us to some great restaurants, and we went to Lake Hopatcon and to the yacht club there, and visiting the yacht club, you can do that with a membership, you know. And we just had a lot of fun together through the years.
All right, so if you could take her anywhere on the planet, just father-daughter, and you're able to experience something together, where do you think she would enjoy going, and what would you like to experience with her?
I think if we were to go somewhere together, I've been to Mexico City, and I don't think she has, but I think she would love that because it was wonderful history and wonderful food and all that.
Okay. So, all right, then what would you like to say to her directly?
Lori, I love you, and I don't get to see you enough is the only problem we've got, but that's a good problem to have, and that you're doing so well otherwise.
Okay. Well, Lori, I hope you enjoyed this, and Mike, I'm going to close this one out.
Okay.
All right.